Yeah, no, it wasn't our day, as you say, Oisin. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be. The ball just wasn't going to go into the basket the way it normally was. You know, for this under-18 team to come away with less than 50 points in a match, something's just not going right, unfortunately. And just as I say, the ball didn't bounce the right way for us today. But in saying that, in fairness, Temple Low put it up. They scored more baskets, and on the day they came out worthy winners.
Was the occasion maybe an effect on the performance of your team today? Did it get to the boys, do you think?
That's hard to say, Oisin. Like, it possibly did, you know. Like, it is a tremendous occasion. Maybe nerves played a little bit of factor in it. But, you know, Temple Logue put up a good defence against it as well. As I said, you know, last week, it's the first time any club has gotten to the National Cup final from Donegal. So it was a big, big occasion for the guys. But they put in the preparation. They were ready. We had a good workout this morning. Things were good. Spirits were good. And didn't seem to be any nerves there. But unfortunately, we could do ifs and buts all day, Oisin. But the score stays the way it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. At halftime, you trailed by 3 points, 24-21, I think it was. And you were trailing as well in the third quarter. Was that just the pattern through the game that you were always chasing it in?
We were chasing a little bit, Oisin. Yeah, like we were slightly ahead there after the first quarter. The guys got a little bit up on us into the second and third. But I wasn't overly worried about that because we were still expecting to get a good run. A couple of shots dropping in first, 3-pointers that, you know, normally these guys would hit in their sleep. We didn't hit one 3-pointer today, and that's, you know, again, 6 3-pointers that Temple Logue put up against us today. So, you know, was I concerned? No. At the early stages, I still thought we were there. We pressed them hard coming in back into the third and fourth quarter and got back down. At one stage, we were down to 6 points, turned over the ball. Unfortunately, we didn't get the basket off that, and if we'd have got the basket off that, I felt we would have had the upper hand and we may have come out with a different result, Oisin.
Yeah. But it's, as you said at the outset of the interview, it's been a fantastic run and a fantastic journey for these under-18s, because this is the biggest final that the club have been involved in, because this was their All-Ireland today.
This is the All-Ireland, yeah. It's a fantastic journey and a fantastic achievement for the guys. But it's hard to say that to a bunch of 17-year-olds that are in the dressing room after a match. You know, that they wanted to go out there and win. They wanted to perform for everybody on the day because, again, we had a great support up here. A lot of people travel from Letterkenny. A lot of people travel from Donegal Town, Ballyshannon, from Dublin, from all over the place to support us, which was great, you know.
And how many of these guys would be available to you again next year, Ian, or available to the club next year at this level?
Well, we have probably half the squad, at least half the squad, I would say, is going to be available next year at the under-18 level. So it's something now that the club needs to look at. The difficulty that we have is that we're situated like up in the northwest. We're not playing the standard of basketball that you're meeting in a National Cup final week in, week out, where the guys in Dublin are playing in the Dublin League, the boys in Cork are playing in the Cork League. But that's just the geographics of it. We're playing in Ulster, we're playing against the teams from Belfast and stuff like that. There's probably more games up in Dublin because you can play games midweek. You don't have the couple of hours travelling. But yeah, in saying that, there are going to be, half the squad is going to be available there for next year. This experience will stand to those guys. Not only those boys, but the other fellas there. We're still the BNI league to contest. We're unbeaten in that. Our aim is to remain unbeaten in the BNI and come out of Ulster champions this year again.
Yeah, and the guys that are going to move on, obviously they're 17, they're in the leaving cert years now at secondary school. And if they go to university, Ian, there's obviously development there for them as well. If they go to university and play with their colleges, and is there an option there to stick with the Blaze as they hit the over-18 category?
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, the over-18 category in Northern Ireland isn't there. It's under-18 is as far as they go up to. However, some of the boys are playing with our senior club. We're associated with the LYAT Ravens. They'll continue to play on that. But also, there's none of these fellas in leaving cert this year. They've all fifth year, so they're all back in St. Jonas College next year. And the aim for these boys next year will be an under-19 schools cup final and an under-19 schools victory. And this will stand to those boys today. Yeah. It's hard to take, but sometimes you have to learn how to lose, maybe to win.
Yeah, because the college have been to an All-Ireland final as well, haven't they, in recent years?
They have indeed, yeah. The college won All-Ireland Bs there a number of years ago. and all our NCs prior to that as well, you know. So we're still in the schools league also this year, but I suppose they look forward to next year. But we have to sit down, we have to see maybe what happened, and maybe it was a little bit of nerves on the day, not sure, but we'll sit down and look at it again.
Just finally, one other point, Ian, before we let you go. There has, of course, been huge interest in this cup final, and it's certainly been drummed up since you've won your semi-final. Has this been good for basketball in Donegal?
This has been fantastic for basketball in Donegal. There's an awful lot of supporters, as I said, here from all parts of Donegal, and the good luck messages and best wish messages that we've been getting all week have been coming from all over the Northwest, this is something that other clubs in the Northwest can sit back and say, well, Letterkenny have made it there, so we need to be working towards this. And somebody, you know, has asked me in the past, there, are these a special group of guys? These are a special group of guys, but they've got a special work ethic as well, which makes a big difference. These boys are not just going into a gym for an hour or 2 hours a week. They're playing their basketball. They're training 3 days a week with the club, and they're putting in the extra time over and beyond that. And that's what it takes to get to this level and to maintain at this level as well, Oisin.